Today on The Take, upheaval across the pond. And the Pope has been the Pope for 5 years. Come on, go around the globe with your boy. We got a lot to unpack. We're going to do it in under 60 minutes.
Yeah, this is the incredible. Classes in session, the sandstorm taking human form, discussing sports and pop culture, we answering all your questions. I know what you're guessing, just an ordinary show based in London, but we different, talking about what they want, you should pay attention, politics and social issues, we running facts that the media lies about on the daily, things that they won't admit to. TK the Great, here to set the record straight, don't cry when you hear the truth, and if you do, here's a tissue, bringing you dope news, globally listen, these topics of discussion, very unique, you're out missing, just tune in the same time every day except on the weekend. It gets raw, jumping in the deep end.
I like swimming in the deep end, just for a point of reference. It is the top of the 6 o'clock hour in the sexiest city in the entire world, that is London, England, which means it's 1 a.m. in the city. So nice, they named it twice. It never sleeps anyway. New York, New York, and that means it's 10 p.m. simultaneously in the cities of angels and sin. I want to welcome you to TK's Take. I am your host, the sandstorm taking human form, TK the Great. You could be listening to anybody else in the world right now, but you've chosen to ride with me, and for that, I'm going to reward you. No, seriously, I am grateful, I'm thankful. I don't sound like it, but I promise you, I am humble. And I am going to reward you because I'm going to give you some real shit. I want to start off by saying the news broke about an hour or so ago that Stephen Hawking is off in another galaxy. I'm heartbroken. And I know that the people of the United Kingdom are like, really, this was like the last thing we wanted, the last thing we needed. It sucks. It sucks. I know that the country is hurting. Aside from the attempted assassination in Salisbury, England, we had another attack by Russia. Now, I don't know if the two are related, but see if you can stick with your boy for a second. Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State, or if you're in the United Kingdom, he's the foreign minister. It's the same thing. Just for a point of reference. All right? So, he was a questionable pick from the beginning. There are reports that Russia, I think I reported that here, Russia had veto power over the United States pick for Secretary of State, according to our very own Christopher Steele. All right. Now, Rex Tillerson got the Medal of Friendship from Vladimir Putin. He's not a diplomat. He's not a dummy either. I keep trying to tell y'all guys. The dude was an engineer. All right. You don't get to be CEO of ExxonMobil and be a dummy. And although I often questioned his patriotism, watching him last night, or yesterday afternoon, or earlier today, depending upon where you are in the world, he choked back tears. And it's reported he wanted to stay. And his spokesperson, the undersecretary, spoke up for him and was unceremoniously fired as well. I should point out that the Secretary of State was fired via Twitter. And that's why it took him so long to come out and make a statement, because he didn't believe it. Now, the reports are he was called over the weekend while he was in Africa on the shithole apology tour, I like to call it. All right. So he gets a call from General Kelly saying, the president wants you gone. This isn't the first time Rex Tillerson has received a telephone call like that. So he decided to brush it off. Now, these are just reports. And if you're wondering where the reporting is coming from, it is NBC News. And probably by the time everybody's awake in the United States, other people will have chimed in, weighed in. I expect The Guardian to be on this immediately. So the President of the United States fires Rex Tillerson on Twitter after Rex Tillerson says, we've tried to work with Russia and I don't understand this behavior. Now, I don't know if Vladimir Putin, because it was reported on Russia TV that Russia is saying, we own Trump. And they do. They do. It's a shame. As a matter of fact, right there would have been the time to play the spinners. It's a shame. So, we were watching The District. I know that last night's show, this morning's show, yesterday's show, sorry about that. I know that if you caught the live show, you got the show. If you didn't, Nigel messed up something and you did not get it on the podcast. And I apologize for that. There's actually no excuse for that, and Nigel is apologetic as well. I was going to say that I docked him pay, but that's not true. Mistakes happen. There are no excuses, but mistakes do happen. We can't have those kind of mistakes going forward. So just to recap, in case you missed it, the President of the United States had me so upset. Because he called Maxine Waters a low IQ individual. Yeah. And I watched these people, these rabid Trump fans, sit there while this sycophant went on for 75 minutes about bullshit and nonsense and fuckery while real shit is going on. Now, Mike Pompeo, I'll give him credit. He went from a congressman on the House Intel Committee to CIA director to Secretary of State. Now, I don't know if it's a good thing that you go from the top spook to Secretary of State. Top spook, top diplomat. I don't know how I feel about that. Not yet, anyway. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I love Marvin Gaye. Damn, Stephen. Stephen Hawking. Man. He said there wouldn't be, the galaxy wouldn't be much of anything if your loved ones weren't in it. That's not an exact quote, but it's something like that. Like, as beautiful as the universe is, it wouldn't mean squat if it weren't for the people. You know, I come across some interesting people in my everyday life, and I try as often as I can to talk to people, even about things that people say you shouldn't, like politics and religion. We have to learn how to talk to each other. And even if I don't agree with you, I've learned to just sit back and listen. Because I think that that's the problem. We all deserve to be heard, to be seen. And a lot of times, unfortunately, if you don't hear me when I'm just talking to you, I will make you hear me. Whether it's the worst of our behaviors, where we talk about racism and bigotry and hatred, but it's the same thing for the oppressed. Dr. Martin Luther King said the rioter is the voice of the voiceless. Like, if you don't hear me, I will make you hear me. So the world just got a lot dumber. And I'm sure wherever Stephen Hawking is, he's realizing that he was just energy. And so while I mourn the brain and the man, I know that it had to be hell being trapped in that body. So Stephen, be among the stars. The house race is still too close to call. I started the show literally an hour later in hopes that, hey, yo, we'd have a winner to announce to you, but we don't. And I know the show was based in London, and you would think that London, but I need you guys to understand a couple of things. When I tell you that the show was a global show, we talk about China. We're going to talk about the Pope, and it's not going to go over well if you're a Catholic, because I'm going to tell you the truth about him. And if you love him, and trust me, listen, this is a guy that I said if he had been Pope, I may not be a lapsed Catholic. May not be a lapsed Catholic. I can't claim the Catholic Church. We'll get into that. But when something happens someplace else, it affects everything else. Remember the Brexit. $1 trillion of wealth was lost when that vote came down. Elections have consequences. Again, I'm so sorry that you guys missed yesterday's show, or that the podcast portion was not able to be put out. Because I let Theresa May speak for 3.5 minutes on my show yesterday, not directly. It was obviously a clip of her addressing Parliament. And this morning, because it's already Wednesday in the United Kingdom, if Russia doesn't give us the answers that we know are not forthcoming, let's be honest, I'm as certain of that as I am certain that Vladimir Putin is the next president of Russia. He can't leave. His entire financial system, he's estimated worth anywhere between $280 billion, or 80 and 200 billion, whichever way you want to do the math. He can't leave. And some people said, oh, I kind of feel sorry for him. Fuck Vladimir Putin, I don't feel sorry for him. He can eat a dick. CNN, Jim Acosta. I had to go with him today because he posted this picture of somebody in a Pepe the Frog shirt on a Marine base. And whilst I admit, son of a Marine, I don't think we need to give those people a platform. I don't want to show them at all. I just don't believe in it. So, You know, Donny Hathaway, all the people that are gone, they don't make music like this anymore. I know, I seem to kind of, Nigel's like, you're bouncing around a little bit. And I am, I got a little bit of nervous energy because I really thought, alright, let me tell you what's going on with Connor Lamb. There's about 800, the last time I checked, it was 874 votes. And they were going to count the absentee ballots. And so by the time dawn breaks in the United States over the state of Pennsylvania, we may, in fact, know who the winner is. If we go slow enough, maybe we'll know by the end of this broadcast. I doubt it, but anything is possible. Connor Lamb has come out and declared victory, apparently, even though nobody else is going down that road. So, that's that. So, Prince. Prince had that line. He was like, Prince. Gotta have a mother for me here. Then move your big ass around this way so I can work on that zipper. Get off. You gotta have a mother for me. I like him fat. I like him proud. There. That was actually a James Brown line. So, Nigel's like, alright, so, is what's happening, like, alright, remember John Ossoff down in Georgia, and he sounded like Barack Obama when he spoke, white boy, and he didn't win, but it was a good measuring stick as to whether or not a blue wave. And blue is the color of the Democrats in the United States of America, in case you don't know. All right? We don't want to make assumptions. I thought there was a blue wave coming then. Now, you've had the tax cuts, them try to kill Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, removing protections for the Dreamers, splitting up families, something that the Trump administration promised you they would not do. And I hope people are seeing you elected a narcissistic carnival barker. I wish that I could make you understand in the United Kingdom that you also shot yourself in the head. It's like that circle firing squad. You just are not smart enough to have moved. That bullet is coming straight for our heads. We keep saying, like, people keep saying, mind the gap, mind the gap. It's a fucking cliff we're about to walk off. So, let's be honest, all right? You be frank, I'll be honest. All right? I keep telling people, this is not normal. The amount of turnover, you firing James Comey on a television show and then firing the Secretary of State via Twitter. It's not normal. It really isn't normal. I'm angry. And I'm frustrated. I'm not particularly certain that the American people get it. But if Connor Lamb has won this seat in a district that is 94% white, see, the Democrats don't have to worry. They're winning women. They have the African American community. They, by and large, have the Latino community. I'm not really sure about Asians or people of Arab descent, or even Native American, but I would assume the minority voters are with the Democrats. Even though collectively they make the majority as far as race, because those are the way the demographics now fall in the United States. And I do understand that that's the problem. Paris is becoming too brown. The Netherlands is not as pale and pasty as it used to be. But the thing that bothers me the most is if you look at Europe as that part being southern and the Scandinavian peninsula being northern Europe, which is mostly white, they seem to be a hell of a lot more welcoming than the... And I don't understand that. Because let's just take really southern Europe, like Greece and Italy. It is so influenced by Morocco and Turkey and all these other cultures. And that's what makes Italy great. It makes it a place that I want to go and visit. As soon as you get off the plane in Rome, there's this smell that lets you know, like, you're in Rome. Like, I always describe Paris as this mix of funk, perfume, and cigarettes. I know that that does not endear me to the French, and I apologize, but that's it. That's like Florida smells to me like a swamp, Ohio like dirt, the Jersey Shore always reminds me of salty air. Canada, depending upon where you are, it could be fishy. Toronto is probably the cleanest city in North America. So I'm just saying, you know, I'm just pontificating. So this isn't normal. And I will continue to sound the alarm about how not normal this is. By the time the American people wake up, it may be too late. This man is doing irreparable damage to not just the office of the presidency and not just the social norms of how we look at our elected officials, but like it's hurting America in ways that I don't believe you fully understand yet. We still don't have an answer from Mike Pompeo, and I am hoping that the Democrats ask him this when he goes through his confirmation hearing again to become Secretary of State. When Russians who were sanctioned and therefore banned from being in the United States, they met with you as the CIA director, but one of them, we can't account for his whereabouts. Now, if that can't be in an open session, I'm fine with that, but I need the Senate intel because the House is a fucking joke. I want to know. Now, you would think that with the President of the United States actually going to this pocket of Pennsylvania and campaigning against Conor Lamb, I'm not even going to mention his opponent. The last thing you would do would be, unless you are a Trump fan and you know, a Trumpette, if you will, and this is your thing, you think this shit is cute. But I'm starting to talk to some Republicans, like diehard Republicans, that support this motherfucker. See, I talk to people. It's not easy, but I listen to them, and some of them are getting a little Trump weary. He's making the country look bad. It's a fucking disgrace and a disaster. I wonder if all of this, though, was to keep us from talking about Stormy Daniels. Now, it was reported that Melania Trump knew exactly who she was marrying And maybe that's why you continue to see her sticking with... He is just a fat, nasty... But all right. He is the president of the divided states of America. So... But nobody will care if he had an affair. He said he likes to grab women by the pussy. And they still made him president. So, I will say it again. What are they hiding? Remember, when Bill Clinton was eventually impeached, it started over a shady real estate deal called Whitewater. And it's funny that the last time a president was about to be impeached, there was another water involved. It was Watergate. Whitewater, Watergate. And now you have another special counsel. All this other shit. And it may be his dick that brings him down. Whatever Stormy Daniels has to say, she's willing to give back that $130,000. Does that nullify the deal? No. But like I said, she's shaking her tail feather everywhere. She worked up that $130,000. She's willing to give it back. There are reports that she's done an interview with Anderson Cooper. And they're just waiting for the go-ahead. I can't confirm that. Stormy Daniels' attorney said today that the non-disclosure agreement is now null and void. Again, I can't confirm that. Those are the reports from the campaign. Not the campaign, I'm sorry. The reason that I was talking about remarks is because Stephen Hawking's family has released a statement, and Nigel was saying, I'm going to get that up for you, and I just that quickly lost what I was trying to say. But Stormy Daniels wants to be able to tell her story. I don't know if she will be able to. We will see. We will all be watching and paying with rapt attention. Everybody, I'm sure, has heard about Betsy DeVos. We did not get to touch that yesterday. That's just a mess. She needs to go like tomorrow. So we're going to talk about the Pope, and then I'm going to make my announcement about Liv Warfield, and then I'm going to get you out of here to I Decided by Liv Warfield. Pope Francis became Pope 5 years ago. He said he was going to completely reform the Catholic Church. And in many ways he has. But he's fallen woefully short in two areas. First, I'm going to be fair. I'm going to tell you what he has done. He's spoken out about geopolitical matters. Injected himself into climate change. When asked about homosexuality and if they could go to heaven, who is he to judge? You can find him washing the feet of Muslim immigrants. When asked about alien life forms, why couldn't they be converted to Christians as well? Not realizing that by accepting the fact that there are other life forms that would dispel God as you knew it. God created man in his own image. But did he really? God is a spirit. Y'all need to start reading your text. That's all I'm going to tell you. You need to start reading your Bibles. And really start thinking and stop just accepting shit as it is. So, if you think of it the way I just said it, yeah, God did create you in your own image. Not this flesh, but at another time. At another time. So, divorced people are allowed back into the church. He says priests should be allowed to marry. Those are all beautiful things. He hates Donald Trump. He doesn't want a wall. Great. Now, where he's failing you, where he is failing you or has failed you. He promised to do something about the bishops who, not that were necessarily accused of direct contact with children, but the bishops that moved the priests around. Not one bishop has been removed. Not one. So promise made, promise then. The Pope told you he was going to reform the Vatican Bank. The Vatican Bank is like Goldman Sachs for Americans. Trying to think what bank would be comparable. I'm gonna say Lloyd's of London in London. Alright? Which is moving to Dublin, but that's a whole nother argument, right? Now, to this, he said, to reform Rome, it is like cleaning the Sphinx with a toothbrush. And I call bullshit. Because when it comes down to it, it is really all about money and power. Isaac Hayes. And you know what? I know I'm gonna get right back into Pope Francis, but I started the show not too long ago with the Ghetto Boys. Dun, 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 dun. And if you caught yesterday's show, I was talking about music and how when we took from the generations before us, you could recognize it. It was homage. We didn't try to make it like it was something that we originally did. And I had forgot that the Ghetto Boys, the reason that I liked the song was this is Isaac Hayes's, I believe it's Hung Up on My Baby. Yes. Hung Up on My Baby. Right? Not like I hung up the telly. Like, I'm hung up on her, I'm hooked on her, I'm stuck on her. So, it's not that hard, Pope Francis. You start making reforms and changes. But he knows they'll kill him. But the Pope should be held to the same standards. And what I was saying is, this is the most powerful man in the world. 1.6 billion Catholics. Nobody has that kind of power anywhere else in the world. Not even President Xi. Not even President Xi. And the proof is CNN is running a series called The Pope, the most powerful man in the history of the world. From one disciple to this monstrosity. The Vatican has its own currency. Can you imagine if the Muslims did that? Y'all would have a fucking stroke. Catholic Church is corrupt. It always has been. It always will be. They used to sell indulgences That's when Martin Luther came in and was like, nah, we can't. That's the Reformation, the Protestants or Protestant. Read your books, y'all. I keep imploring you to read. Don't just listen to the take. Read. I am reading Russian Roulette. I'm having to decide between my television time and my reading time. But I have to, if I want you to read, I have to read as well. And so, as soon as I get done doing the show, I'm going, the book came out technically yesterday because it's the 14th already, but I just got my copy. And as soon as I get done, that's what I'm going to do. It was a fantastic day. A fantastic day. And it did not come without its challenges, as all days do and will. But it, all in all, it was a good day. For me personally, that's the part of the show when we talk about TK's day. It was a good day. I made a decision. I'm going to go on this retreat for my spiritual, I don't know, I guess I'm going to get whatever baggage I have left, I'm going to get rid of it. I'm going to drop it off somewhere. And I don't think I could choose like a better time than to bust it out on you that on the 20th of March, or March 20th, as they say in the United States, Liv Warfield in the building with your boy. So I'm gonna get you out of here on I Decided by Liv Warfield. Even though my favorite Liv Warfield song is Catch Me If You Can. And I really wish that we had time. It is technically still my Double Take Tuesday, so I should get the two Liv Warfield songs, but I'm not going to press my luck. I'm not going to try my life. So I have a lot of things to ask Liv, and if you have a question, please submit it to TK's Take on Twitter or at the original TKO, and we will get your question asked and hopefully answered. Don't do anything crazy. All right. We treat our guests here with the utmost respect. Y'all know me. I don't even tend to curse when I have a guest on. Because we want to treat our guests with respect. We want to treat our guests with respect, and we want people to feel welcome when they are on the tape. So, you know, I'm going to tell you to love each other. And you got to find a way to get there. I am tremendously worried about humans as a people. You know, I'm a humanist. And I know that that has some negative notations for people. But I care about the human experience. Because I really feel like I know why I'm here. I know what my purpose is. I'm clear why I'm here. How about you? Ain't no such thing as an ugly TK. I'm cute. One day I'm going to say there's no such thing as an ugly billionaire. I'm cute. It's a direct line from 444. No. The album 444. Song, Family Feud. I thought this was Parliament, but it's Bootsy Collins. Nigel says, same thing. I think Bootsy Collins might have something to say about that. Nigel, I don't think he would agree. Bootsy wants his own. I wish we could have got to Curtis Mayfield's No Thing on Me. I love that song. But I guess it wasn't in the cards tonight, this morning. Yeah, this morning everywhere else. Or this afternoon if you're listening in China. I didn't say anything about it about China today, so they'll probably... I didn't say anything bad about China, so you think they'll cut that part? Well, it's at the end of the show, so I'm sure they'll just bleep that out. We'll find out. When I trash the United States and say what how great of a job China is doing, spreading their agenda and nation building, can't take that away from them. We only talk the truth, right? So, do you think I got specific enough with you guys? If I didn't, let me know. Got a lot going on. I'm preparing for this interview, and it's funny because I guess like when we had Miss Bernard on the show with Cynthia Miller, I was nervous. But I knew enough about her. I wrote a paper on her, for crying out loud. I don't know a lot about Liv Warfield. I know what I've read, and I follow her on Instagram and Twitter. But I wouldn't pretend to say, like, I know her. So we're going to get to know Liv. And she's going to tell us what she's been up to, and we're going to talk about her voice and what she's doing and how she's doing. Because we care. We want to know. So like I said, I'm going to get you out of here on I Decided. And we're going to talk about that song with her, because we're going to play the live version and she explains why she wrote it. And it moved me. I don't get moved by a lot of things. And the girl can blow. The woman. I'm going to get better with that. Girls are girls. Women are women. We'll get there. So listen. I'm going to bounce out of here. I don't believe in obfuscating for longer than I have to, just for the sake of filling space. Tomorrow we'll find out what happened as far as the house race goes. I am going to go to the gym tomorrow. I'm going to read Russian Roulette. I'm going to tell you what I think. And that's basically it. So for Nigel, who I have perpetually locked in the Tower of London to do my bidding, I want to thank you for tuning in to TK's Take. I'm your host, the Sandstorm, taking human form, TK the Great. And that boy, TK, gone. Shoot the shot. You get what you want. What you got?
I love that we can celebrate women up in this piece. I love being it. For sure. The song is called I Decided to See. This song is very serious because I wrote it when I was a time when somebody was being very abusive, hurting my feelings, put me down, verbal abuse, whatever it is, any form. A lady should be respected at all times. But my thing is you can still love that person and leave. Be classy with it and leave. And everything will work out.
Thank you.